Oh, hi guys. Don't mind me. I'm just trying to get rid of all these ants. So many ants. I'm not entirely sure where they all came from, but they seem quite persistent, so if you see me doing a silly dance over here, you have an idea why. But you know, not everyone is as calm around creepy crawlies as I am, as we hear in our next story. A Good Brother is written by N.M. Brown and read by Erica Sanderson.
A Good Brother by N.M. Brown. James felt like his eardrums were about to pop as his little brother's scream reached a glass-shattering pitch.
Roach!
He wailed. What's going on in there? Their dad asked from the living room's recliner. Nothing, James answered. Billy Caesar! The 12-year-old boy's voice was cut off by a scream that made an activated fire alarm seem like a symphony in comparison. Having no other choice, James ran to the bathroom to see where the thing was. Billy's little feet stood precariously on top of the lip of the bathtub as his brother came in to confront the insect intruder. His soapy hands were clenched into fists with fear. You know they're more afraid of us than we are of them, right, kiddo? He explained as he flushed its body to a better place. No reason to scream like a 3-year-old girl. James stared at the insect, willing it to explode as it swirled down the drain. He'd just finished watching Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, with his father the week before, and was more than convinced that he could summon the powers of the Jedi. He'd felt special all his life, and surely, if he could concentrate in just the right way, he could make things happen.
I'm not free, Billy replied indignantly,
sticking his tongue out with irritation as he interrupted his brother's thoughts.
I just turned 5, thank you.
James, their father called. Take it easy on Billy, okay? He's had a rough week with the... well, you know.
James did know. The boy had made the mistake of bringing a puppy home from a friend's house, which both he and Billy promptly fell in love with and named Luna. Unfortunately, it wasn't long after before the boy's mother broke out in violent sneezing fits that seemed to intensify the more the puppy grew. The family was heartbroken to learn that she had developed an allergy to dogs. Their father returned the puppy to the friend's house while the boys were at school to lessen the pain of losing her. However, to the boys, especially little Billy, it seemed like the cruelest thing of all. All right, tough guy, James said. Finish washing your hands and we can go to the park, okay? You've been asking all week. Billy excitedly jumped down, rinsed his hands, and put his shoes on for the park that was near their house. It wasn't far away, and after much initial reluctance, their parents thought James was old enough to take Billy down there by himself. They walked there together often. He would sit and read a book or draw, while Billy dashed around the playground. Today, there was no one there, meaning Billy and James could enjoy the cloudy day in peace. James had just started drawing a fighter jet in the evening sky when a van he'd never seen before pulled into the small car park. A man got out, hesitating by the driver's side door. James kept waiting for him to walk around to the back door to let his kids out to play, but he never did. Instead, he simply walked over to the playground and started shuffling his feet through the grass. The ball Billy was playing with rolled over to the man's feet. He bent down to give it back to him, smiling as he came over to retrieve it.
Hello there, young fella. I like your shirt, the man said to the boy.
Thanks, Billy replied. It's Paw Patrol.
I love dogs, the man exclaimed excitedly. I have one in my van, actually. It's one of those little dogs that's ears drag on the ground with the droopy eyes.
You know, it's not good to keep your dog in the car on a hot day, James stated matter-of-factly, before pretending to go back to his drawing. Why don't you come over this way, bud? Billy obeyed his brother, and they drove imaginary cars through the sand with their fingers, sounds and all.
James, Billy began solemnly, I really miss Luna.
I know you do, buddy, James said sympathetically. They played like that for a while longer, before James had to go to the bathroom. Do you need to go? He asked Billy. The boy simply shook his head and kept playing in the sand. James looked around, playground was still empty. The man with the dog had practically disappeared as soon as he'd shown up.
You stay right here, James ordered, drawing a square box in the sand with his tennis shoe. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
At first, the preteen was annoyed when he came back out of the bathroom to find his brother had moved from the designated box. But his irritation quickly turned to fear the moment he realised he didn't see his brother anywhere at all. James approached the car park, the opposite way as they'd taken from when they'd walked there. To his horror, he saw Billy walking swiftly towards the van whose owner was standing outside of it. The man smiled broadly at the small boy, motioning to the back doors of his vehicle. His hand had reached for the door handle when James knew he had to intervene.
Oh no! James screamed at the top of his lungs. Billy, did you see that?
The little boy turned back in wonder long enough for the man to grow agitated.
Come on now, young fella, the man said. Your brother is right. It is kind of hot for a dog to be kept in a car like that with no AC.
James's 12-year-old mind wondered why the man wouldn't just bring the dog out of the van to meet them. But any answer he came up with gave him the worst feeling of his life. Billy looked at his brother, at the van, then back again.
Where is it, James? What do you see?
His little voice asked curiously. James pointed his index finger and outstretched his arm, shaking it vigorously at a spot behind his younger brother. He drew in a deep breath, planted his feet on the ground and yelled one word as his eyes bored into the ill-intending stranger.
Roach!
Then covered his ears as he ran towards the little boy, never taking his eyes off the strange man. James concentrated as hard as he possibly could, wishing with all of his might to summon something inside of him. Billy drew in a breath of his own, letting out the shrillest scream James had ever heard yet as he raced towards him. When the man in the van heard this, his hand fell from the handle of the back door, feet stumbling as he hastily made his way to the driver's side. Roaches and palmetto bugs fell to the ground, scattering about as he ripped the door open, causing Billy's terror and pitch to intensify. The window glass shattered as the man jumped inside and began to peel out of the car park of the playground. As he sped away, the left rear back door flew open, revealing a pile of scrap metal and junk. James could tell you one thing. As sure as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, there was definitely no dog back there. James clutched his brother's hand tightly the entire way home. And as they sat around their dinner table that night, listening to Billy jabber about Pokemon cards, James couldn't help but smile. Whether it was a Jedi mind trick or the plain old forces of brotherly love, he had done a good thing. He smiled, that is, until he saw a palmetto bug skitter its way across their kitchen ceiling.